For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Chinese embassy in the Philippines confirmed yesterday that a Chinese national was fatally shot in Cavite province on Friday. Local police told the Chinese embassy they're actively investigating the case. Following the shooting, the Chinese embassies asked Filipino authorities to ensure the safety of Chinese nationals in the Philippines. The embassy said it'll closely follow the developments of this case. Typhoon Mujigi is expected to land in South China. The Golden Week holiday is being suspended for all civil servants in Hainan starting from Saturday. Work's being underway to evacuate local households that may be affected by the storm. Air and train services in the province have been suspended, and some coastal tourist destinations have also closed. Meanwhile, in Guangdong, around 39,000 fishing boats have returned to harbor or nearby shelters. The storm was about 470 kilometers off the coast of Zhanjiang City, Guangdong Province, by 4 p.m. Saturday, packing winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour. It's forecast to move northwest at a speed of 20 kilometers per hour until making landfall in Wenchang City, Hainan Province, sometime this morning. The UN Secretary General's issued a statement of condemnation over the airstrike that killed medical staff and civilians at a hospital in northern Afghanistan. Ban Ki-moon has also called for a thorough and impartial investigation into the attack in order to ensure accountability. The hospital in Kunduz was run by Doctors Without Borders, an international aid group. The airstrike is said to have been launched by the U.S. or allied forces. At least 19 people have died. Reports have indicated that the total includes 12 staff members at the hospital and 7 civilians. At least 37 other people have been injured. Taliban militants overran Kunduz last week. An operation to force the group out of the city was launched on Thursday. The annual high-level general debate has come to its conclusion at the historic 70th session of the UN General Assembly. The Syrian crisis, extremism, terrorism, and refugee and migration crises have been highlighted in several high-level meetings on the sidelines of the general debate. China's pledge to contribute to strengthening UN peacekeeping by setting up a permanent peacekeeping police squad and building a peacekeeping standby force of 8,000 troops. There are now 48 confirmed deaths following a landslide in Guatemala. 350 people remain missing. The country's National Disaster Mitigation Coordination Center says 20 of the deceased victims have been identified so far. Search and rescue efforts were halted on Friday over safety concerns, but they resumed on Saturday. The landslide occurred in a village near Guatemala City on Thursday night following heavy rains. Two people have died after a double-decker bus crashed into a supermarket in central England. West Midlands police say the accident happened in Coventry at about 6 in the evening on Saturday local time. An 8-year-old boy riding on the top level of the bus was killed. A woman, believed to be a pedestrian and in her 70s, also died at the scene. A 9-year-old girl on the top level of the bus suffered serious injuries and has been taken to Birmingham Children's Hospital for treatment. 5 other people suffered minor injuries. Police are still trying to determine what the cause of the accident was. Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James has spoken out on the recent spate of gun violence in the U.S. James tweeted on Thursday that people need to chill out on gun violence. He was asked about it by reporters at the Cavaliers training camp, and James said there's no room for guns, adding that being a father has made him particularly sensitive to violence against children. James has 2 boys, aged 10 and 8, and a 3-month-old daughter. The NBA star said it was not possible to eliminate guns in the U.S., however, he called for enhanced regulations for weapons. China's clinched the 2015 FIBA Asian Championship after beating the Philippines 78-67 in the men's basketball final. It was the 16th Asian title for the basketball giant, and this win has also guaranteed China a berth in the men's basketball tournament of the 2016 Rio Olympics. The Philippines finished runner-up while defending champion Iran placed 3rd at the highest level competition in Asian basketball. China, which won its last Asian title in 2011, made full use of its size on home court. They beat their opponents 46-28 on rebounds, along with making 5 blocks. Chinese power forward Yi Jianlian was named the MVP of the tournament. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.